Hey, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Good Fortune Show. How are you doing? I hope you've been listening to your shows, tuning in to good vibration. You know, this whole universe is made from vibrations, universe slash universes, whatever it is. It's all vibrations flowing around, and they are of different levels and different types. Just like you've got different notes in your music system. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. That's what it is, right? So, anyways, whichever music system you take and follow, there are different notes. And there are different keys and notes on a piano. Depending on the note that you hit, you get the sound that is connected to that key. So, if we press on a certain key on a piano, then we get the sound that is supposed to be produced if we press on that particular key. So the same thing happens in life, whichever vibration we touch, whichever vibration we focus on, that vibration is multiplied. And that is what is brought forward to us as an experience. This whole universe slash universes, I'm just going to say universe or world, and you just have to assume that it means the entire thing. So it's created from these vibrations, and all of these are mathematical equations put into place by the divine creator slash creators. This whole universe runs on mathematical equations. I was on YouTube and I was watching a few videos. And if you look at it, you've got these videos on nature's mathematics. And then you have these other videos where they explain how the whole of creation is based on mathematics. And so it is built into everything. So, what they considered as biology has mathematics behind it. So, if you really see everything is based on mathematics and mathematical equations and formulas, then how can one ignore that this whole universe is designed by a creator? And if that is so, there is a science behind it. And if that is so, then there is a certain way of attracting good fortune. And that good fortune is what we're trying to create over here in the show. That is what we want you to tune into because the show runs on a certain vibration. You know, I myself have seen that on some days, if the vibration is not that great, the show doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. For the show to happen, there has to be a certain vibration in place already. And then the show happens because it happens from that vibration. And so, you know, we always hope for great vibrations so that the show happens, and then so we can distribute great vibrations to the people who are listening to the show and who are connected to the show. So, given that all of this happens in good vibrations and that you are the instrument player, you're the musician behind this. You get to play the piano and you get to select your keys, and from that, create the sound that you want. And by sound, we mean life experience. You can create very low sounds like bass sounds deep down below. And I'm reducing my voice right now, lowering it, and then we go into very deep, deep. Deep sounds. And then you can go into very high sounds. There you go. And depending on that, you can have some medium sounds. But then again, you're the creator. And so then you decide, okay, this is what I want. This is how I want it to be. Because you're the musician. And we don't take away your power. You still have your power. Your power is not taken away. Nobody's controlling you, nobody's telling you what to do. But that's what the whole world tries to do, right? It says, okay, you know what, there's a war going on in this place, and everybody needs to be down in spirit, depressed, moody, blah, blah, blah. So they try to monitor everybody's moods by pushing onto them a lot of bad news and then say that, okay, now you need to be in a bad mood because something bad is going on somewhere. And hence they are controlling people through that. And then, if you're not in a bad mood because something bad is going on somewhere or a sad mood, then people are going to say you're unthinking, you're selfish, right? That's what they say. Oh, you don't have empathy. You don't empathize with the feelings and tortures that other people are going through in the world. So tell me, how many people have so much energy that as the bad news increases and they expect people to empathize and resonate with that and lower their own vibrations? How many people are going to be able to attract good luck consistently? How is that even possible? You're not talking of the mafia and such groups that go do bad things and make a lot of money. You're not talking about that. You're talking about really good people here, good people with good feelings, nice people who still want to be successful in life. You know how they say the good guy, he always ends up in a bad state, or a good girl, something not so nice happens to her. But why is that? Why can't we make it such that good people prosper and nice people prosper? And then success is not just the domain of the people who are very strong physically and try to do things in a way that does not follow the principles of goodness. And then people who are nice get pushed to the sidelines. Oh, so you're not successful. Fictitious Jane is not successful because she was a nice person. Well, you know what? The Good Fortune Show is saying that nice people succeed. Good people succeed. The girl next door, who's really simple and sweet, she succeeds. So we're saying that being good and being nice is a path to success. And that using this nice path, this good path, we can be successful. And we get to smell all the fresh roses and the flowers and enjoy the showers of money on top of us. And we get to enjoy love, soulmate love. We get to be successful. We get to have the best married life ever. We get to be enormously wealthy. And good people don't have to finish last. They can be in the forefront and they can make it such that goodness and niceness, sweetness is a way of success. And remember, I'm trying to differentiate here between if a person is good and nice and there are bad things happening in the world, all kinds of bad things, not connecting to the bad things does not make somebody not good. That's a rumor. Oh, if bad things are happening in the world, if someone doesn't empathize with them, then they're not good. That's not true. Here we're trying to maintain your good vibrations because if bad things are happening in the world and if people keep empathizing with it and they connect with that, and no matter how nice they are, their vibrations are going to lower. And at some point, it becomes hard to be good. It becomes hard to be nice. So I would say the good people and the nice people just should follow the good path and see that it leads them to success. And then they can be motivators for the world that, you know what, we followed the good path. And that's not by empathizing with the bad things happening in the world. That's not the good path. The good path is being good and following the path that has roses and great flowers, jasmines, roses, lilies, flower beds, huge flower beds. Very nice lifestyle, very happy lifestyle, good food, good clothes, thinking good thoughts, and showing that all the path that I chose took me to success. And so what happens then is a person who follows this path of goodness, right? And again, I'm saying goodness does not mean empathizing with everything that's bad in the world. That's not goodness. That's lowering your vibrations. But goodness means doing everything nice for oneself and for one's family, enjoying everything, and then showing the world, if you want to show the world, that is, if you don't want to, don't. But then showing the world that, you know what, when I follow this path, good things happen to me. And so why don't you follow this path and good things can happen to you? Isn't this a much better way of serving the world? If one should want to serve it, that is. This is the better way of serving the world. By showing that we can be happy, we can be joyful, we can be successful, we can be great and healthy, all good things can happen to us. And when one person lives in that energy, he is the best example for the rest of the world that's banging its head on the door, right? On the wall. So this is a better example. By being successful oneself, by being happy oneself, by being joyful oneself, by carrying the aura of abundance around us, by carrying the aura of prosperity about us, around us. And so this is the best way to actually show the world that this works. This formula works. The whole universe is created on formulas, mathematical equations going around. And go search the internet, go look at YouTube. You will see that there's mathematics and formulas built into everything that God has made. And so then why would God create a formula that is negative? And let's say he didn't create it and he's created only positive formulas, then by following a negative formula, one is not going to have positive outcomes. It's just not possible. Correct? Because all formulas work in a certain way. That's why it's a formula. That's why it's an equation, because it gives one consistent results, right? It gives one consistent results. And we want consistency in our good fortune. Wouldn't you say that? Don't we want consistent good fortune? And this is not based on chance. This is not a mere accident. These are consistent formulas for good fortune. And when one follows this, one is going to get great results consistently. So that part of you, which is a scientist, which is a thinker, which knows how to put things together, which is logical, mechanical. When I say mechanical, I mean not mechanical as in routine, blah, 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 boring mechanical. I mean, understands mechanics, understands all of these things, then must understand that good fortune has a formula. And that when one follows that formula consistently, one will get good results because it is built into creation by the creator. And this is not just something that Sugandhi Iyer, me, imagined. No, this is pretty much certain that everything is built on formulas. And hence there is consistency in results. And when one uses the formula quite mechanically, quite automatically, everything good starts to happen. So given that, I would say, I think a couple of shows ago we discussed about, or well, it's me talking most of the time, right? Like it is. So we discussed about how we're going to notice in our lives if things are happening differently, if good things are happening, if we're able to make out that by following or staying in certain vibrations, one attracts good fortune consistently. And if you're able to even be the witness of that, then your formula mind will work very well for you. It'll be like, oh my God. Oh my God. OMG. It works. and I'm able to see the results of this. And, you know, then in your mind, the Thomas bulb goes on and you go, oh my God, if I do things this way, I get great results. And once that sets into you, correct, as a formula, then you are naturally going to be doing things in a great way. So if you apply it to love, people who behave in a certain pattern, who think in a certain pattern, if they're not experiencing good vibrations, then they start to experience good vibrations when they start thinking in a different pattern. Their minds are aligned with good fortune formulas. Their minds are aligned with joyful manifestation methods, all ultimately being the same. And then you see yourself as a scientist creating your own equations. Oh my God, if I do it this way, this happens. If I do it this way, this happens. If I think this way, this happens. And you will see that ultimately things will all start happening for you. Why? Because you've set into motion so many great formulas, so many joyful manifestation formulas, so many good fortune formulas, that you will just sit back and see them all work for you, churning, churning. They all churn, the wheels turn, and they keep giving you great results all the time. So you basically sit back and enjoy your good fortune because you set into place certain wheels in motion. And there you go, you're doing the job of the creator in your life. And this is what they say when, you know, the great, realized, enlightened people say that God is within you, you are God. Well, then that's you being God in your life. That's where you get to be the enjoyer, the creator and creator and enjoyer of your life situations rather than being the sufferer. My accent is Indian, touched with a bit of American, touched with a bit of this and that. And so, you know, you've got all kinds of things running in my accent here, and I hope you understand me. If you don't, you know, the show is mostly, it's uploaded in a day or two and then or three, depends on how backed up the studio is, the radio station, BBS radio station. Well, you could always go and listen to my shows again. Go listen to them again so that they get into you, so that you understand that, oh my God, God has put into place certain formulas for good fortune. And if we follow that path, then good people, nice people start to win. They finish first. They cross the finish line first. They get to be successful. They can be good, nice, right, from the heart. They can be nice people and successful. And they don't need to do underhanded things and all of these bad things that other people can do for their success. They can be nice, they can be good, they can be kind in a healthy way. They can be kind, nice, good, and they can win. And they don't need to lament their fortunes, their misfortunes. They don't need to feel bad about themselves. They don't need to feel that they've been dealt an unlucky hand. They can all rise above their situations. You know how they say, right? Rise above your problems. There are some fairy cards, oracle fairy cards, and in that, you will find rise above your situations, rise above your problems. What does it really mean? It means that, and these are cards by Dr. Doreen Virtue, and these are oracle cards, fairy cards. And, you know, we don't want to go into Dr. Doreen Virtue is following right now, but what she used to follow, she used to have these really nice books on fairies and angels and nice oracle cards that she used to have manufactured, published, produced. So It says rise above your problems. It means that if you simply look at it in terms of vibrations, by being in lower vibrations, one cannot keep tackling the same problem and solving it. Because one then continues to remain in the lower vibration while trying to solve that problem. One needs to rise above the problem, meaning go to a higher vibration where you're now not in the problem, struggling with that problem, but one is above that problem, above, A-B-O-V-E, above the problem, rising above the problem, and then solving that. Because then a person can get great ideas, like really nice ideas, which are of a higher vibration and not a lower vibration. You've seen people, correct? They stay in the problem and they keep trying to solve it till eternity instead of rising above it. We are not talking about family. Dealing with family is a different thing. We're not saying get rid of somebody in order to solve the problem. That's not rising above the problem. That's getting rid of the problem because of issues. That is still handling the problem from a lower level. There are situations, of course, where people need to get rid of people. If they're in a very bad situation that's going nowhere, we're not talking of that, but that's also an individual thing and needs to be handled with case-to-case basis. But we're talking about, we're not saying, like, let's say there are siblings and they're arguing with each other. We're not saying get rid of the sibling permanently and then you're rising above your problem. We're not saying that. We're saying not rise above the person, we're saying rise above the problem. And then getting a brilliant solution to that. But one cannot be in low vibrations and keep dealing with that again and again because that's not rising above the problem. See the problem as, okay, how do I say this? Let's say there's a truckload of rubbish somewhere. Cannot be inside the truckload of rubbish, correct? And then try to get rid of the rubbish. One has to be outside the bin. And not in the bin with the rubbish. One needs to be outside the bin and deal with the situation. Something like that. It's a poor example, but that's all I could really think of right now. But given that, if you can see your life as vibrations and just purely clinically as a scientist, you're able to look at it all as vibrations. And that by being in certain vibrations, one can solve this. And by being in certain vibrations, one can solve that. That's why some people go to the church and they sit there because they're in good vibrations. They automatically get into good vibrations, whether it's a church, temple, or mosque, it doesn't really matter. One can automatically get into good vibrations, connect with the good energy there, and then ask for a solution. From a higher level, rather than stay in the same room, argue with somebody, and then seek solutions. That's the low vibrations. And then you get into a argument, rather than seeking solutions from a higher level. I do coach people, and if somebody wants to contact me, I just want to throw my number out. It's 702 7980670. It's a US number. 702-7980670. And you can WhatsApp me or you could text me and I'll talk to you about how I can best help you. For those who want to subscribe to the membership for these shows, the Joyful Manifestation Show and the Good Fortune Show, send us an email, become a member, and send us an email if you're not able to pay with your country's credit card or debit card. and we'll find a way for you to become a member. But I would highly recommend becoming members so that all of you just connect to these good vibrations, because just like there are dualities in life, there's good and there's bad. The same way in the universe, whatever you're connected to, whatever you're flowing, you will be able to enjoy the benefits of that. And by connecting to the Good Fortune Show, you're already flowing with great energy. Because we don't believe in negative formulas. We believe only in positive formulas. One cannot get a positive result from a negative formula. So those negative formulas still end up producing negativity. Which is that movie, I Feel Pretty? Is that the movie, Amy Schumer? So in that, she felt pretty. She was in great vibrations. Something magical happened to her. She got into some really great vibrations and she felt really pretty. And all kinds of good things started happening to her. So if a person wants to look at that movie from the point of view of vibrations, then Amy Schumer suddenly found herself in some really successful, beautiful, pretty vibrations. From that, she felt confident about herself. So there you go, she was already flowing good vibrations. Confidence is good. It's good vibrations. So she was flowing this confidence energy and she had all kinds of handsome people, men, fall for her. She had all kinds of good things happening for her. She felt happy. She felt motivated. She felt like contributing. She came up with nice ideas. And in the end of the movie, she found out that, oh my God, I'm not this really gorgeous woman that I thought I was. And she found out that it was all her belief system. And how confident and good she felt about herself. She felt successful. She felt pretty. She was pretty. Because she gave out those vibrations of being pretty. And we're not going to the discussion of, you know, whether Amy Schumer is really pretty or not pretty. Again, prettiness lies in people's eyes, correct? And so when one doesn't think like that, but one is confident about oneself, then one is giving out those vibrations. And just imagine somebody with great, good-looking vibes. What happens? Their energy reaches the other person before they do. It's like an energy visiting card. And they say, like, so let's say you're going for a meeting or you're going to go for a job interview, or you're going to see a guy, meet a guy for the first time, the first date, then before you reach there, your energy is supposed to reach there as a visiting card. And people start to feel a certain way. They start to feel good. And so when you have confident, good vibrations, then your energy starts to go out and touch people. And then the decision is not about how somebody's hair is or how somebody's skin is or how somebody looks, but now it's about the energy and how beautiful one is inside out. Beauty comes from inside to the outside. That's what they say. And so then this energy reaches out to people and they start to see beauty in front of them. That's good vibration. And then the good fortune kicks in when one is in good fortune energy. Then what happens is when a person goes, let's say fictitious Jane, she goes for her first date. And it's amazing because a good fortune is working for her. So then her date is amazing. He's great. He's gorgeous. He's nice. It's everything that Jane wanted. So her good fortune is kicking for her, attracting to her an amazing date. So the guy is amazing. The place turns out to be just right. the waiters around treat her well, treat them well. Good things happen. The food is delicious that they eat. So overall, a great experience, and that's good fortune working for you. That's good fortune working for Jane. So then, as one categorizes one's experiences, one would be able to see which of the experiences have been really good fortune experiences and which are not. And then adjust one's vibrations accordingly. So then one naturally walks into and attracts good fortune situations. And as you see more and more of these work for you, there is less and less of negative situations being attracted. And one is basically flowing with good fortune, great fortune. You know, we can take a couple of minutes break, listen to some music. I think it's instrumental. And then we can come back with a fresh mind. We can go into some affirmations, good fortune affirmations. So let's all listen to some music and come back soon. So don't go away, hold on tight. On the Iyer for the Good Fortune Show. Welcome back. We just heard some music. I hope you took a break. Well, you know, we were talking about some gods and goddesses, deities, who are in charge of various aspects of this world. In order to have this world run really, really well. So how does that happen? That happens because somebody is in charge of rain, somebody is in charge of the right amount of heat, the right amount of water, the right amount of air, the right amount of greenery. There are various deities, gods and goddesses, some people call them demigods, that take care of all of these things. I mean, just like if we had a company, we would be having different people run different departments, right? Logistics, accounting, commercial, marketing. So different people run different departments in a company, and then why wouldn't we assume that there would be different gods taking care of different things in this world? A lot goes into maintaining this world. A lot goes into it. A lot of formulas, a lot of things happening over here. So if somebody wants something, they can pray to the particular God in charge of that. Again, remember, this is a belief system. I don't want to put my belief system onto you. I don't want to force it. You could believe whatever you want if you believe in the one God, the all. Then pray directly to that God. If you want more rain, pray directly to that one God, whoever you believe in. And ask for more rain. It's better than being in an energy where one thinks of the fact that there is no rain, there is no rain, there is no rain, correct? That's a negative affirmation. So instead of that, it's better to just directly pray to God and say, "Dear God, can we have more rain, please?" Or "Thank you, God, for the abundant rain that you have already given to us, bestowed upon us." Going into a level where God exists, where good luck exists, where good fortune exists, it's not a wrong thing. It's the right thing to do. And even if one doesn't want to believe in the all in God, at least believe in oneself. At least believe in one's good fortune of attracting great rain. So one can even say something like this affirmation: "I am so fortunate that I attract good weather and rainfall wherever I am. I am so fortunate that I attract good weather and good rainfall wherever I am." See the difference? On one hand, a person can pray to God and say, "Dear God, can you please give us more rain this year?" Or, "Dear God, thank you for this wonderful rain. May it continue. May your kindness upon us continue forever." That's one way. And if somebody doesn't want to believe in God and just upon their own good fortune, then a person can say, "I am so lucky that I attract good weather and good rainfall wherever I am. I am so lucky that I attract money wherever I am. I am so lucky that I attract money wherever I am. I am so lucky that I attract good transportation and parking places wherever I am. I am so lucky that I attract good transportation and parking places wherever I am. I am so lucky that I attract great designer clothes to me at good rates. I am so lucky that I attract great designer clothes to me at good rates. I am so lucky that I attract amazing cruises. I am so lucky that I attract amazing cruises. I am so lucky that my boyfriend loves me enormously. I am so lucky that my boyfriend loves me enormously. I am so lucky that he takes me to good, fine dining places. I am so lucky that he takes me to good, fine dining places. I am so lucky that the place I live in is surrounded with amazing greenery. I am so lucky that the place I live in is surrounded by amazing greenery. So these are certain affirmations that one can work with, whether one believes in God or not. One can create good fortune for oneself. Of course, if you believe in God, that's even better. It makes life easier. Leave a lot of work to him.
give him a lot of work to do, to take care of everything. But the main thing is that to have a mind that is involved with good things happening rather than bad things happening. When a person listens to bad radio or watches bad TV, it gets into the psyche. And one starts to believe that such things happen. I was watching a bunch of movies. I had some free time in my hand and I was watching a bunch of movies. And in all of these movies, all kinds of bad things are happening to the hero and heroine in them. Like, their life is so bad. Tough things. They have to conquer so many hurdles to win love. And these were Indian movies. Suddenly it occurred to me, why am I watching these movies? Sorry, I love Indian movies, but it did occur to me, why am I watching these movies where this happens to this one and that happens to this one and all these obstacles and hurdles, and by the end of the movie, everybody, and these are 2.5 hour movies, 3 hour movies. These are not 1.5 hour or 1 hour 45 minute movies. Huge movies. And I'm watching all of this, and all of these bad things are happening to so many people. And then they have to conquer everything, overcome everything, and then maybe they're going to have a good ending. Correct? Suddenly occurred to me, this is not how Indian marriages are. Indian marriages are great. It all happens well. It all happens happily. People get together, they celebrate, they have a great time, they spend a lot of money. They dress up really pretty. All the parents, all the siblings, everybody's cooperative. Great things happen. Then it occurred to me, the tube light came on a little late. Right? It occurred to me, like, I'm actually watching falsehood, whereas good life is even better. Real life is actually much better than what they're showing in the movies. But then, as we watch these bad movies, empathy starts to flow for the characters. Like, poor thing, look at her. Her life is such a disaster. How is she even able to tolerate that? And then we go into this empathetic mood or mode, and then all our vibrations get really messed up. Because if you watch enough movies, you're going to start to believe it. It gets into your psyche. Oh, this is how it is. No, but in reality, Indian marriages are great. Even the poorest of families have codes of honor, where everybody gets together and has a great celebration. Even if they cannot afford it, they'll somehow come up with the money to have a great marriage. And after that, they're busy eating food and producing babies and having a good life and attending family functions. Good things are happening for them. And I'm sure this is true in many parts of the world where a lot of culture is going on, where there's good old-fashioned culture. And I just got a text from a Latino friend. And I know her family follows amazing culture. They have amazing culture. So if you heard the buzz, that's her. So what I'm saying is sometimes reality is actually better. And when we watch a lot of bad TV and listen to bad radio, we start to believe that the world is bad. Whereas there are actually vibrations of good fortune happening in many parts of the world where life is great, where life is amazing. And so it all depends on what we connect to. What is a good fortune pattern that we want to connect to? What is it that we want to watch? What is it that we want to believe? I was watching this drama about this girl who is sold by her family because they're poor. And they get into some kind of urgent situation, and she's sold to a rich family where she's supposed to bear the baby while thinking that she's married to this man. So she's fooled into believing because she hasn't seen her husband. She's fooled into believing that she's married to a man and she's supposed to have his baby because this rich landlord, his kids, his sons are not able to produce male heirs. And nobody to carry, the family heritage, blah, 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 into the future. And this girl is in a mess. But you know what? This is not how it actually happens. This is not how it actually happens, but we're being fooled into believing that this is what happens. I mean, imagine all of this drama that is being sold to people. Whereas life is actually good, life is actually great. These things hardly happen, if ever. And for all the people who are naysayers, no, I know of this story where it happened. I know of, imagine the billions of people on this world. And this is where we're talking about good fortune. It's believing in the good, believing in good vibrations, believing in good vibrations, believing that good things happen. That families are nice, families are peaceful, families do well, families have plenty to eat. And your belief system has to work for you rather than against you. So all the people who try to get bad news, they want to show the world is bad. But I'm saying, let's show that the world is good, or at least let's show that our lives are good. Let's go into good fortune energies. Let's attract amazing things to us. And put it on your Facebook, put it on social media, good things happening to you. A wonderful meal that you ate, take a picture, put it up there. Amazing pasta, amazing pizza. Oh my God, I feel so good after eating this. Amazing scenery, amazing dances. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And then we are carriers of that good fortune energy because it is now embedded in us. We become instruments of that good fortune. People have heard of Reiki and how Reiki energy is supposed to flow through somebody and then it flows to the person that you're giving Reiki to. There's some programming that happens, and Reiki energy, after this programming is done by a Reiki master, this person is now allowed or enabled to be a instrument for Reiki energy, and supposed to be good energy, supposed to be great energy. So in the same way, if one becomes programmed for good fortune, then one carries the good fortune in us so that we can share it. Now, I'm not saying everybody has to share it. If you want to share it, share it. If you just want to enjoy it by yourself, do that too. It's okay. Everything is fine. We just want you to be happy. We just want you to do well in life. We want what's good for you. We want you to be thinking that your life is fortunate and that good luck attracts you, follows you wherever you go. We do know for sure that formulas have been put into place by the creator. That this world runs on mathematical formulas. And that if one follows good formulas, one has to get good results. These are equations. And that it does not have to be negative energy that has to win all the time. I'm not saying that it wins all the time. I'm just saying that in a person's belief system, good people can win too. Nice people can win too. People who are simple can win too. In fact, the less mess there is around us, the more we can win. The more simplicity there is, there's less mess, correct? And then the more we can win. So clearing the mess. Clear the mess out. Make oneself amazing channels for good fortune to flow. And then put it out there in case you want in case you want more good fortune to flow, or if you want to see evidence of it. And so that you are assured that you are a channel for good fortune. And whether you put it on your social media or whether you just produce it in your own home, cook some good food, then you're a channel of good food for your home. Decorate your house well, you're a channel of good decoration. Make your family happy. Attend some good job interviews. Attract more money. Just become channels of good fortune. And of course, you know, do sign up for the membership for these shows, the Good Fortune Show and the Joyful Manifestation Show. I think it's hardly $2.99 for those who want to go for that. And you can go to whatever level of membership you want, but they all carry the same benefits. And for people who are listening from different countries, because I know this is broadcasted everywhere, if you don't have a way to pay in US dollars, do sign up for normal membership. Just become online, you know, just get an ID and then write to us. We will explain how you can get membership for these shows. And just continue to completely believe that there are formulas of good fortune. And if one wants to attract good fortune and be an instrument of good fortune, one just has to walk the formula. Sorry, one just has to walk the path of good fortune and become people who are great at affirming their good fortune all the time. Just keep affirming it and just see the difference. Notice the difference. We're at the end of a show. We will be meeting again for the Joyful Manifestation Show this coming Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Until then, do observe what good formulas you can use. Write to me if you need to, 702-798-0670. Subscribe for these shows. Be an instrument of good fortune if for your, if not for everybody, at least for your family and for yourself at least. And just see the magic happen. Until then, this is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Good Fortune Show, and we want you to have a wonderful rest of the day.